when we've gone to our eternal rest.
So you have to die before it can be passed down.
Yes, when my children know, it'll belong to him.
Well, what would happen, say, if you and your husband lived to very old ages and you were both very sick and, you know, were in bed all the time?
If I were senile,
right.
I imagine my son would just take it home and take care of it.
But he could take it then?
Yes. He is the rightful owner even now. Now, not my sisters. My sister-in-law has children of her own. They wouldn't be the owner. It would be my son.
So, if you had no children, would it belong to your sister-in-law's?
It would be. No, if I were not to have children, my husband would decide who he wanted to have it, of his nephews.
But it has to be a nephew. Could a niece?
Yes, it could be a niece if it were his favorite and he knew she deserved it.
So it's not important.
As it is, like for the three last generations, men have kept it. My father-in-law, his father, and my husband. I believe I would have my son have it.
And would it always be your oldest son?
No, my son is not my oldest. My oldest male child? I think so. I would have my oldest male child.
But it would always be the male child. Well, could you select another male child besides your oldest male
Yes.
child?
If I knew he were more devoted to the saint or more religious.
So that's not really important.
No.
Tell me about the work your husband does.
My husband?
Interesting jobs.
He has just about every job. He's not an Indian chief. That's about it. He's a merchant, farmer, rancher. He does just about everything.
Tell me about some of them.
Well, when he came out of the army, he opened his first service station. That was right in front of my home. That's how I met him. So I was still going to high school, and I take my bicycle there for air. Imagine. I wasn't driving a car at that age. I was just driving a bicycle. And as soon as I graduated, I married him. And then we opened our second service station. I did all the bookkeeping. Even with all five children, I'd just take them to the service station and do it there. We worked very hard, very, very hard. Then one day he decided that he wanted to be a politician. Politics in Starr County are very terrible. I didn't want him to do that. He didn't ask me either. One day I arrived home from the valley. I had gone shopping and the children had on their TV. The TV set was on and we were hearing the news, and that's how I found out my husband was in politics. They announced his name as a candidate. I don't know whether I was hurt or angry. One of the two, I was very mad. And I asked him why. He said because he felt that Starr County needed a change in government. And he ran for the school board then. No one in his party had won for centuries. He won. He has never lost an election.
His party?
Yes.
Which party is that?
We have a new and an old party. He's new. The other family had been in power for about 100 years. He brought them down.
What party is that?
The old party. They had the same, like, they did not have elections. Their job was passed down from father to son. My husband did not consider that right.
So it's school board?
No. The school board was run by the mayor. But to get to be a commissioner or something like that, he had to start with the school board. So he ran for the school board and he won. He was the very first new party man to win.
Is it called the new party?
Yes.
He's a new party candidate.
And then he decided to run for county commissioner. And I knew he would listen to me, so I said, okay, I'll help. We worked hard and he became a commissioner.
How long has he been a commissioner?
9 years. They have been very, very difficult years. You'd have to be local to know what politics are in Starr County. How much hate, how much is involved, money. Like, you have an election. You spent a whole deal of money campaigning, barbecues, speeches, rallies,